once met a girl who's from China, the prettiest thing in the world. As soon as we met, I was smitten, and Cupid's keen arrows were hurled. But she didn't speak any English, and I didn't know Cantonese. But I found a way that I could save the day, and wooing her became a breeze. I'm sending her dragon-shaped Valentine cards and candy made mostly of rice, 'cause Lunar New Year falls on Valentine's Day, and that makes them both twice as nice. I'm hanging up heart-shaped red lanterns. I hope that she thinks that they're fine. Then I'll sing a love song in downtown Hong Kong. Happy New Year and be mine. I walked on the Great Wall of China to show her how far I would go, and hoped it would win her affection. But how was I really to know, until I could tell that she liked me and didn't mind holding my hand. She gave me a smile, and after a while her kisses sure made me feel grand. I'm sending her dragon-shaped Valentine cards and candy made mostly of rice, 'cause Lunar New Year falls on Valentine's Day, and that makes them both twice as nice. I'm hanging up heart-shaped red lanterns. I hope that she thinks they are fine. Then we'll kiss and we'll sigh in downtown Shanghai. Happy New Year and be mine. At last it's the year of the tiger. The fireworks burst in the sky, and I had a group to the lion dance, and holding a message up high. It said in Chinese, "Babe, I love you, so let us be wed in the spring." And I heard her cry with a tear in her eye, and that's when I showed her the ring. So sending her dragon-shaped Valentine cards and candy made mostly of rice, 'cause Lunar New Year falls on Valentine's Day, and that makes them both twice as nice. And hanging up heart-shaped red lanterns, she must have thought that they were fine. Let wedding bells ring in downtown Beijing. Happy New Year and be mine. Happy New Year and be mine.